Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to the Boneyard with Steve Robertson. As always, I am your good friend and host, Steve Robertson. Here on the Hump Day edition of the Yard. Hope you're well wherever you are today. Hope things are going good. We have a college football weekend this weekend at Starkville, Mississippi. There are still thousands of tickets available. So if you're on the fence about coming or you're afraid you're going to have to pay too much, you can get them for face value through hellstate.com tickets. And there's still some lower bowl tickets available as well. So you're not going to be a sky dog unless you want to be. There was a time in my life I was a sky dog and I had a lot of fun up there. But the reality of it is you don't have to go out there and run the risk of getting scammed by something on Facebook or whatever. Because if you put out there you're looking for tickets, these bots are just going to inundate you with responses and saying they have some, and they usually don't. In addition to that, too, there's third-party vendors out there, and you have to pay bigger prices. So if you want to come see Mississippi State take on Georgia this weekend, you can get tickets for face value through hellstate.com. I know everybody's looking for a deal or a hookup, and I've had people hit me up wanting to know, Steve, do you have extra tickets? I don't. Typically, when I get them, I will let you guys know, but I don't. But you don't have to depend on me or anybody else. You can take ownership of your fandom and order directly through hellstate.com and get those tickets instantaneously sent to your phone. Download them to your wallet before you get in line, and you can just walk up and scan. And could be a very memorable Saturday in Mississippi State football history. We'll see. We're going to break this thing down today and kind of look at where we are. I got some other things we got to talk about as well. And one of the things I want to say, and we're going to talk extensively about this later in the show, many of you are aware that we had an incident here at the homestead earlier this week. And had a vehicle. Then it wakes me up. And one of an extra vehicle. Like when you got kids, it's always good to have an extra vehicle if you can swing it. And basically, I got in a situation where I had a car for Audrey. And then when she graduated college, I co-signed for her to buy another one. And rather than trade that car in, I kept it. And so I've just kind of rotated them back and forth. And so I got a vehicle that wasn't running. We wake up, it's on fire. It hadn't been driven in several months. And so there wasn't like an electrical issue. Battery was dead, all that kind of stuff. It was just sitting there just in case I ever needed it. And I had a couple $1,000 worth of work I needed to get done on it. I just didn't want to go spend the money. I could probably have sold it. But I just thought, hey, it's here just in case I need it. If I got to go put some money into this and take it out to William Wells and have them get it road ready again, we could. But we wake up and the vehicle's on fire. And a lot of people have reached out. I want to thank you for that. Tons of people have reached out, but we're going to talk about that more extensively later in the show. But I want to tell you, thank you so much for your support. We're fine. Okay, we're fine. The house is fine. The dog is fine. Nobody is stressing. Nobody is angry. Nobody is, out of sorts, shall we say. But, you know how to make a guy feel special. I mean, it's so funny. Sometimes I just kind of look at myself as like one of you, right? And I guess that's always the way I look at it. But to make a long story short, you put something on Facebook and then all of a sudden you got people all over the state talking about it. And I get it. It's kind of a crazy scenario and crazy situation. But I'll give you more details before we get out of here today. Let's thank our friends at Bulldog Burger Company. Yeah, longtime sponsors of this show. We had dinner last night at the Central Station Grill, one of the sister restaurants, Bulldog Burger Company. I trust the Eat With Us group. Like, after a day like that, you have a stressful day. And I just told them, I said, listen, let's just go out. Okay, let's just go have dinner tonight. We had Ian come join us and get a chance to catch up with him. But the Eat With Us group has, like, always been there when I needed them, right? And it's so crazy. The first thing that I think of when I tell that beautiful wife of mine, hey, let's not worry about dinner, let's go out to eat, I immediately think about which one of the Eat With Us restaurants we're going to go, right? I mean, that's just an automatic for me. It is. I love them, and I loved them a long, long time before they were ever sponsors for this show, man. I mean, it's like I grew up coming to Harvey's. You know, that was like synonymous with making a trip to Starkville. And so I love them, and I love the fact that they've become such an institution in Mississippi State Bulldog fandom. They're a big part of Starkville. And, of course, one of the shining stars of the operations, Bulldog Burger Company. Yeah. My son's worked there now for, what, 3-4 years? I can't remember. But they're a part of our family. And when we have times of crisis or times of celebration or just, you know, need a night out, we think of the Eat With Us group. And so Bulldog Burger Company has three great locations to serve you. University Drive in Stark Vegas, Gloucester Street there in Tupelo, Lake Harbor Drive in the Ridge and Flowood area. Have the spring rolls as your appetizer. Some of you, I can tell, just by your Facebook and Instagram photos, are just something filters can't hide. You've let your spring roll intake kind of slip off. To be honest with you, kind of an embarrassing level. You need to upgrade your beauty care regimen and have those spring rolls because they will make you better looking. It's true. It'll change your disposition in the world, too. Find your own favorites. If you're looking for something new, they always have something new. You can always ask about the specials. But one of the reasons we go to Bulldog Burger Company is there's just so many tried and true options on that menu. If you're a newbie, start with the Bulldog. You can't go wrong there. You can't. But if you want to branch out a little bit, maybe get the Smokehouse, the Bryant, the Lauren, the Freshman 15, there's a lot to choose from, for sure. Get that chocolate shake to go, too. You can ride that ride home with a smile. Bulldog Burger Company, the place where people go to meet. M-E-A-T. Okay, let's take our look at Georgia. And let's be honest with ourselves, okay? It's a great Georgia team. But they're not as dominant as they have been. And I think, really, kind of 4 years into this, I think this, in many respects, is probably a byproduct of the portal. And what I mean by that is, and many of you thought about this, I give you credit, I'd list your names if I remembered all of them, but when the portal first started, people were like, you know, this is going to stop teams like Alabama and Georgia from hoarding talent. And they've got tons of talent, don't get me wrong, but they used to have 4 and 5 stars, you know, sitting on the bench. And now guys get there, and it's so much easier to facilitate a transfer. And it's like, hey, if I'm not going to play here, I'm going to transfer. I mean, look at Anthony Evans, right? Anthony was basically just a punt returner at Georgia. Just didn't do much. And now he's one of the most prolific receivers in the conference, if not the country, because he transferred to Mississippi State. If you didn't have the portal, Anthony Evans, chances are he's still at Georgia returning punts. It's helped him. It's been mutually beneficial, right? So let's just kind of, you know, see it for what it is. But I think when you look around this league and you look at the parity within the Southeastern Conference, I mean, guys, we grew up in this thing, right? Those of you from my generation remember, you know, Alabama, Auburn, teams like that, they ran roughshod over everybody until they played each other. The margin of victory in this league between the haves and the want-to-haves was tremendous. You look at it this year, it's probably the greatest level of parity that we've had in the Southeastern Conference, at least in my lifetime, if not forever. Every game, for the most part, is very competitive. You just don't see a lot of it. And coaches are even talking about it. Like, hey, these games are all going down to the fourth quarter. And it's because there's been a leveling of the playing field when it comes to talent acquisition and retention. And so everybody hates the portal. I hate the portal, hate the portal, hate the portal. Oh my gosh, there's a walk-on that I didn't even know about. It's in the portal. I hate the portal. But then when you look now that we have 4 years of data to work with, and you look at the Southeastern Conference, we're more competitive as a league. That's the truth. That's what the numbers show this year. Now, we may have a reversal of trends next year. But this year, again, very evenly fought games. And the Alabamas and Georgias of the world are not immune from that. It's not just us that's having to play these ball games down to the final possession. It's Alabama and Georgia, too. Let's take a look at Georgia. Now, they opened up, obviously, with the thundering herd of Marshall. And you remember all that craziness, you know, Charles Huff leaves and all those kids get in the portal. So Marshall is basically in one of a kind of a historic rebuild, right? And listen, I know who we're talking about. Obviously, we know the tragedy that happened, you know, decades ago. But I don't think Marshall retained many players of significance. And you had some Bulldogs go up there too, you know, because Marshall, hey, we got to find players, got to find players. So they open up in Athens, and Georgia gets them 45-7. Now, I don't want you to feel too bad for Marshall this year. And not that we have anything against Marshall. But they've probably been better than many people expected. Listen, they're not challenging for anything. But they haven't just gone out there and embarrassed themselves, you know, week to week to week. Guys, they're 4-4. Yeah, I mean, so they're two wins away from bowl eligibility, and got, you know, four games to get there, starting this weekend with James Madison. And so I just share that with you because this wasn't just a walk in the park. Now, granted, Georgia's always going to have a talent differential between them and Marshall, but it's a 45-7 game. The next week, they get Austin Peay and Chris Parson. You know, Chris, of course, had beaten Middle Tennessee in week one. Big win for the Governors. And while they didn't do much offensively, this game was somewhat competitive for a while. Georgia wins at 28-6. When's the last time that you saw Georgia with such a narrow margin of victory over an FCS team? Not very often, right? Well, then you get into league play. Georgia has to travel to Tennessee. That's always a great game, traditionally. Yeah, it's two powers, you know, within the Southeastern Conference. And I would suggest that for you, most of you guys, when you looked up in the first quarter, you said, you know what? Tennessee is fixing to run all over Georgia. It's 21-7 Volunteers after one. Georgia makes it a game in the second to pull within 21-17. And it's kind of nip and tuck the rest of the way. Ends up going to overtime. Georgia wins at 44-41. And kind of had to make a desperation play late to force the overtime. But you probably were like, you know what? That you kind of expect that, Steve. I mean, it's, you know, two blue bloods within our league. Kind of makes sense. Well, then Alabama goes into Athens, and they get a dub. 24-21. So you start looking through this thing, and you're like, well, hey, wait a minute. You know, what can we expect from Georgia this year? And I'm not sure we know. The only SEC game that Georgia has played that has been decided by more than 10 points this year came on October 4th when they beat Kentucky 35-14. That's the only one. And listen, Kentucky has been incredibly challenged offensively throughout the year. I mean, it's no surprise, but it's not a shock either to think that Kentucky only put up 14 points on a road in Athens. Then you've got the crazy game with Auburn. Georgia's down 10-0 at the right before the break. You know, and it's a huge swing, obviously, with the fumble call there, or the non-fumble call, whatever however you view it. But it was all Georgia the rest of the way. Georgia wins it 20-10. And again, Auburn offensively has not been good. Georgia defensively been pretty good, but maybe not as dominant as they have been. And so, again, you look at this, and a lot of people felt like, you know what? Auburn probably should have won this football game. And you go back and think about if they credit that fumble as a touchdown, guys, it's 17-0. It changes the complexity of that game without any question. Then Ole Miss goes into Athens, and I would suggest that everybody that probably roots for Ole Miss feels like they should have won this football game. And you look up here late, and Ole Miss is up, 35-28? You feel like this thing's over. Fourth quarter, 17-0 Georgia. And they win the game. And we were happy about it. You know, we were happy. You know, because our two favorite teams are Mississippi State and whoever plays Ole Miss. But you got to give Ole Miss some credit. And again, I think this may be Lane Kiffin's best coaching job ever. Honest to goodness. I mean, you think about what they lost last year, and they bring some of these other players in, and you've got a Division II quarterback kind of got some highs and buzz. It's crazy. And then, of course, last week, if you haven't watched this, I would encourage you to do it. If you don't want to watch the full game, you can just like Google Georgia, Florida highlights, and it's about 20 minutes. And you see all the plays of significance. Florida very easily could have won this game. Granted, it's a rivalry game. It is. But I think that thing boiled down to a call. It never boils down to just one play. But there was a huge call late that went against Florida. And I think, again, if you get the Sturdivant catch, called a catch on the field, there's not going to be enough evidence to overturn it. You know, Georgia fans act like it was a clear incompletion. It wasn't. It wasn't. But Georgia wins that game 24-20. And, you know, again, it's a rivalry game. You can kind of, you know, throw out the record books. You knew Florida would get up to play. Of course, it's been this big change, obviously. But, you know, it required a late touchdown from Georgia to put this thing away. Early in the fourth quarter, Florida has a 20-17 lead. And it wasn't until about 5 minutes to go in the game that Georgia gets loose on a 36-yard run to take the lead, and they ultimately hang on there. So it's a very competitive game. It wasn't like, you know, Florida just scored some points late to make the margin look better. So, again, you look at this thing, Georgia's 7-1, 5-1 in the conference. And then of those six games, five of them been decided by 10 points or less. Not a huge spread in this ball game either, as you guys have seen. What's it, 8.5, you know, in the eyes of odds makers? It's, again, I said when we previewed Georgia earlier in the year, I love where we are on the schedule. I know that there is an appreciable talent differential between us and Georgia. I'm not deluding myself. I understand that Georgia has more talent than us. But so does Texas. So does Tennessee. So does Florida. You say, but Steve, we lost those games. But I think we can all agree we shouldn't have. We were not outclassed in any of those games. And then we have some opponents in common, obviously, right? So, you know, I just kind of share that with you because I think this is going to be a closer game than some people are anticipating. And again, you go back to the placement on the schedule. This is a classic trap game. Classic. Rivalry game against Florida. Road trip to Mississippi State. And then you play Texas. Yeah, maybe you've forgotten what happened between Texas and Georgia last year. Some incredible games. So are they overlooking Mississippi State? Possibly. They even had a reporter ask one of the receivers in media opportunity this week about Texas. It's Mississippi State week, and the kid's having a few questions about Texas. I don't know what that says, and to give the kid some credit, he answered the question. He goes, but hey, my focus right now is on Mississippi State. But not a lot of player talk about Mississippi State other than the Cowbells. And they have downplayed their significance, which I find interesting. You know, a lot of these players have never played at Davis-Wade Stadium, and they've never heard the Cowbell clang. And they're acting like, nah, it's not a big deal. I think it's time you made it a big deal. I think you as a Mississippi State fan should be somewhat offended by that. Let's make it a big deal. Get some tickets, get some bells, come to the game. We need you here. We do. And if something of significance happens, if we're able to pull this thing off, won't you want to be able to say you were here? I mean, some will say it anyway. But what an incredible moment we in memory we could have together should Mississippi State pull off this upset. And I tell you, Kirby Smart this week, you know, he's like very, very complimentary of Mississippi State. And, you know, Kirby's one of those guys is very, like, demonstrative with his facial expressions. And they asked him a little bit about Kamario Taylor, and they asked him a little bit about, you know, the direction of Mississippi State's program. And we have his attention. We may not have the player's attention, but I believe we have Kirby Smart's attention. And I think Kirby Smart may be the best coach in college football right now. Certainly the best second-half coach. That staff does a tremendous job in the second half. You know, we've been in a scenario here a few years ago where we kind of made it a game for a half and then couldn't do anything there in the second half. Maybe we've got a little more depth and a little better stamina You know, we'll see. Let's look inside the numbers here. You ever Googled yourself? You may be alarmed to know exactly how much of your private information and data is out there for anybody to access. Whether it be your phone number, your home address, or details about your family, it could be your kids' names, their ages. Whether you agree to this disclosure or not, and that's because data brokers are collecting and selling your information to marketers, scammers, and basically anyone willing to pay. It's the reason robocallers know your name, and while ads seem to follow you on every digital platform out there. Well, Aura fights back for you. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a data breach or on the dark web. But Aura is more than just data broker removal. It's a full digital security suite that protects every part of your life online. Aura gives you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager to keep all your logins safe, and they even give you spam call protection to cut off those stupid scammers. Aura also scans the dark web regularly for your most sensitive information, like your social security number, bank logins, passwords, and they will notify you instantly if you are somehow exposed. If your identity is ever stolen, you're backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover everything quickly. Other services charge about the same, but they only cover one or two areas. With Aura, you get it all. Data broker removal, credit and identity monitoring, device protection, and fraud support, all with one simple app. Aura removes what is already exposed, protects what isn't, and puts you back in control. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That gives them plenty of time to go ahead and start protecting your data. They can remove your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are all safeguarded. That's Aura, aura.com/remove. Certain terms and conditions apply. Be sure and check it out today at aura.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Again, this Georgia team, great team, great team. But again, not as dominant as they have been. All right, Gunnar Stockton's your quarterback. Of course, he's started all 8 games and had to play last year, due to an injury. But 161 completions and 229 attempts, 12 touchdowns against just a pair of interceptions. So ball security's been good. 70.3 is your completion percentage. A lot of measured throws. There's a lot of eye candy. There's some tight end outs. They swing it out to the running backs. They will take a shot every now and again, for sure, but it's not like what you might expect. You know, we should have won that game out there in 2020. You guys know it. Still burns the fires, doesn't it? You know. It's true. We had 46 players. Went out there and should have won the game. All right, Stockton, 1,776 yards and averaging 222, which, hey, considering that they want to run the football, and I suspect that'll be a big part of their game plan. It's like, let's go run the football and kind of control the clock a little bit. Just manage the game and get out of here with a dub and get on the Texas. I suspect that's going to be the case. I think they're going to come out absolutely looking to run the football. I don't think you're going to see a lot of three-man fronts from State this week. And I mean three and drop 8, like we showed last week against Arkansas. Looking at the running game here, the Chauncey Bowens, the hero of the game against Florida. He had the game-winning score. But they do it really by committee in many respects. Chauncey Bowens leads the team with 446 yards. And you say, well, Steve, it's not a significant number. Well, Nate Frazier is right behind him with 394. And Gunnar Stockton is the third leading rusher with 290. And then Dwight Phillips Jr., he's got a 149. And he's played in all of 8 games too. So it's not like he's just, you know, played in mop-up time. But, yeah, they're doing it by committee. I mean, Bowen's the leading rusher, is averaging 55 yards a game. But I do think they will be very committed to running the football. I don't think there's any question about it. I think the state secondary, too, is starting to get some respect around the league. And it's not just Kelly Jones. You know, we didn't get turnover last week. Still won the ballgame. But big test this week is Zachariah Branch comes in, one of the more talented receivers that we'll face, and we face some very good ones. I mean, you guys know Wingo and obviously Brazil, but Zachariah Branch is a 5'2", basically slot receiver, transferred in from USC. He's out of Vegas, Bishop Gorman, a 5'10 junior, buck 80. So he's going to be in the slot a lot, and they're going to be looking to kind of get matchups that are advantageous to him. So we're going to need Brylon Lanier to play well. Really going to need him to play well. I'm not sure what to expect from Jerron Manning yet. I'm told it'll be a decision made later in the week. I think the same is for Albert Reese. You kind of wait and see how the week goes. The availability report will be out tonight, and I suspect both of those guys will be listed as questionable. You know, we'll see. But I don't expect any issue with Brylon Lanier. And there's always somebody that pops up, you know, something happens in practice or whatever. But, you know, I think when you work through all this, this is – an offense, I think, for Georgia that is efficient, but maybe not as explosive as they have been. And we talk about Branch. You know, eight games this year, 45 catches, 474 yards, and averaging, you know, 59 yards a game. Got a couple touchdowns. But they're using him a lot, you know, kind of in the crossing game and try to get him in space, you know. So, not maybe what you'd expect ordinarily from a Georgia offense. Now, Georgia will be without their second leading receiver, Colby Young, the balance of the season. He got hurt in the Ole Miss game, broke a leg, didn't play last week. And when I give you these numbers, you're going to say, well, that's peculiar, Steve. He's the second leading receiver with 23 catches and one touchdown. We're talking Colby Young. And so, again, you kind of look at this and see how balanced they've been offensively, but when you lose a guy like him, that has kind of become the Robin to Zachariah Branch's Batman, it changes things. And I think you saw some of that last week against Florida. You know, when you don't have one of your top two receivers, it's going to change the dynamic of your offense. There's really no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Dylan Bell's got 17 grabs for 189 yards and just kind of the one touchdown there. But, again, when I look at this team on tape, as I've mentioned a couple times, the talent differential is maybe not what it once was. And then you have one of their more talented players out. It's an equalizer in many respects. And again, they've only thrown a dozen touchdown passes, 13 touchdown passes this year. But you don't have that receiver you look at. I mean, there's not a George Pickens, you know, on this team. There's not that one guy you look at and say, this guy could absolutely kill us. And Zachariah Branch is great, don't get me wrong. But I don't know that he's a guy that you can, you know, build an offense around. Now, defensively, again, this group's been good, but we've played some really good defenses this year. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. C.J. Allen leads the team with 69 tackles. Very nice. 3 pass breakups, a quarterback hurry, a couple forced fumbles, a fumble recovery. He gets after it. Raylan Wilson, second on the team with 48 tackles. K.J. Bolden, 37. And he's a guy that gets a lot of buzz. Dalen Everett's got 28. C.J. Allen's got 5.5 TFLs, too, 3 sacks. And what's interesting about this Georgia team, and again, I think this, again, is a product of the portal. Guys, Georgia's got 8 sacks this year. And we've played a lot of teams this year that historically have been elite pass rushers. Georgia probably leads that pack. But Not happening. It's true. Now, granted, we have had to patchwork it up on the offensive line a few times, so we have probably aided in some teams kind of getting right a little bit, and I'm not self-loathing, okay? We've had some injuries on the offensive line. It's well documented, right? And so there have been some teams that have struggled a little bit that have found a little measure of success. You know, we've got to hold up this week for sure. The availability report will be out, you know, sooner rather than later, you know, this evening. But, you know, Kyron Jones, the very talented safety, has been out the last couple of games. We don't expect him to play. He's got 24 tackles this year. Chris Cole, a linebacker for them, got banged up against Florida. He has four TFLs, including three sacks. They do expect him to play. But, you know, it's not the same, right? He's a little bit banged up. Everybody's a little bit banged up this time of year. So that'll just kind of be something to watch. And then I'm looking to make sure I get the numbers here. But they also had defensive lineman, I guess it's Jordan Hall that's out. Anyway, they've got a defensive lineman, and you'll see availability report tonight. They had three injuries on defense, one at every level last week. The defensive lineman out, linebacker expected to go, and they had, you know, a safety. And again, I'm kind of doing it. DeMello Jones. DeMello Jones got banged up last week. I think his was the elbow, and Cole and Jordan's were both knees. So it'll be interesting to kind of take a look and see what Georgia has available. Kirby Smart said on Monday that, you know, he's got a banged-up football team. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Everybody, you know, that's where the depth, we talk about parity. The football season's long, and the team with the most depth and the most talent typically wins. That's why it's important to accrue talent. And then all of a sudden when you see that depth, and in some respects, that talent eroded because of the portal, you get situations like this where injuries are more impactful. Georgia averaging 32.5 points a game, allowing just 19, almost 20. First downs, very, very balanced here. 81 rushing, 96 passing. They got 200 total, 23 by way of penalty. They've allowed just 139 first downs, most of them through the air. As a team, they've rushed 1,591 yards, allowing 852. We got to go out there and run the football. We had some success running the football against them last year. We got to do it this year. Phil Loadholt got to earn a bonus check this week. Got to get those guys going. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that either. Georgia's running up about 185 yards a game. And again, kind of doing it by committee. Georgia allowing just 94. If you find a way to outrush Georgia this week, it's going to be a great, great, great week. It's going to be a great Monday next week. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think I've said that five times now. I'll do my best to change that. I don't like repetitive phrasing in writing or in speaking, but it happens. Passing standpoint, again, 236 is a team per game, allowing 215. So there are some plays to be made, and you think about if you can protect the passer and give Blake Shapen the opportunity to stay upright with this secondary that's a little bit banged up, there should be some plays to be made. And you got to think Anthony Evans is absolutely jacked to show Georgia that they messed up by not using him more. Offensively, Georgia 420 yards a game, allowing 309. I think if we get to 350, we can feel good about what the result's going to be. Kicking's interesting. They're averaging 43, almost 44 yards a punt. And punting's going to matter in these tight games. And that's why Ethan Pulliam has become such a valuable member. And again, Tice has been good as of late, too. He had a couple of bad punts early. He had some really big ones late. And we're kind of moving those guys around a little bit. I think it gives people an opportunity to kind of utilize their skill set to help this team. Having a two-punter system, because Ethan has a rocket for a leg. And Tice is a guy that's done really good about getting that ball to kind of check up inside the 10. So you use both guys and use their skills as a combo to get you where you want to go. Penalties hadn't been a huge problem for Georgia, but it hadn't been a big problem for their opponents. 45 negative for Georgia, 48 for their opponents. You know, we'll see how that goes this week. I don't know what I'm going to do with all these people from Arkansas. They cannot move on. Because it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. And we're still talking about this. Still talking about this. You know, maybe the open date's got something to do with it. But, man, come on. Move on. It's true. You lost the game. Third down conversions is an offense. Georgia converting 46.2% of the time. Their opponents just under 40. You know, 7 points makes a differential here. But, guys, I mean, 42 out of 107. I mean, it's incredible how close these numbers really are. Georgia's had 106 third downs. Their opponents have had 107. Georgia's converted 49. Their opponents 42. So maybe we can make some plays on third down. And again, you know, the kicking game is going to be solid for both teams. I don't know that you have a big return in this game on the kickoff side. So we got to play our way through that. And, I'm expecting a really close game. I think in order for us to win this, we're going to have a little help from them. And we're going to have a lot of help from you. We're going to have to get turnovers. I think we have to win the turnover battle to win this game. I don't get the sense that anybody at Mississippi State is scared of Georgia. I think they absolutely respect Georgia. They respect that talent. They respect Kirby Smart. They respect that tradition. But I don't get a sense that anybody's scared. Matter of fact, I feel kind of a sense of optimism that our guys believe that they can go play with Georgia. And I think the evidence supports that. Now, Georgia may come in here and smash us and make us all look silly and get ready for Missouri. But I do expect this game to be very competitive. I think it may go down to the fourth quarter like this, the rest of them have here as of late. And we're going to need somebody to make a play. Kirby Smart talked a little bit about that earlier this week about how his team is not uncomfortable in those moments. Well, we should have a growing level of comfort considering how often we've been in them. And we've won a couple. We've lost three. And you could argue, should have won them all, which is being a little bit greedy. You know, at some point you're not going to execute and other guys are going to. But we had to be awfully comfortable because we have been in these situations now five times this year where it basically goes down to the final possession of the game. And we're going to be at home. So we need you to be here with us. I know it's easier to watch from TV, but again, tickets are available, and we encourage you to come out and be a part of what could be a very historic day at Davis-Wade Stadium. All right, time for our close with Blair, Player of the Day. And it's got to be a good one, right? It has to be a good one because, you know, we're going to need some people to really step up and make big plays for us. Guys, we're going to go with Nick Mitchell today. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities for players to make plays against that Georgia run game. We're going to need some people to fit gaps. Your closer Blair Player of the Day is brought to you by Blair Chandler himself, 601-500-2344. Again, 601-500-2344. Save that number on your phone. Just put mortgage guy. Make it simple. It's like, oh, I got a mortgage guy. Yeah, now you do, right? You do. You got a mortgage guy now, right? You need people. You got people. You never know when life's going to throw you a curveball, right? You may have a relationship change, a job change. You just never know what's going to happen. You need a mortgage guy. Well, you got one. You do. CloseWithBlair.com. That's the home where you can find all the information and benefits you need. Yeah, it's true. 25 years of experience in this industry. Listen, nobody stays in a meat grinder of an industry like mortgage loan origination by accident. Blair gets things done. He can be your advocate with underwriting. He's a Mississippi State guy through and through. Has season tickets in multiple sports. Has a place here in town. But you don't have to be a Bulldog to frequent his services. You know, he doesn't discriminate, man. Doesn't matter who you cheer for. Blair Chandler could be the answer to your mortgage issues. Whether you're looking for your first home, your next home, or your retirement home, Blair Chandler, the only name to know in mortgage loan origination. So I really believe the Georgia's going to come out and try to run the football. Gunnar Stockton, of course, a part of that too. It's interesting too. Like Navi Sanders did a great job as a spy last week. Probably his most extensive action as a Bulldog. I think we found a niche role for him, and maybe he's a factor in this thing too. But I think by and large, you've got to prove that you can stop the run against Georgia to have a chance to win. I don't think there's any questions about it. Guys, Levy scored 31 against Georgia last year with a true freshman quarterback. You get a few stops out there, it could be interesting. And again, I think if we're honest with ourselves, this Georgia team, not as good as last year, this Mississippi State team is better than last year. But we're going to need to make some stops on defense to make this thing interesting. And again, we need you here. We do. We need you here. Because imagine if we win and you don't make the trip. Right? Pack the car, bring the kids, take the picture, put it on Instagram and Facebook and say, man, we were here. We're not going to go out and print bumper stickers. I don't even know if they do those anymore. But the reality of it is you never know when you're going to get a chance to make a special memory. You know, we may get killed in this game. We may. But what if we win? Don't you want to be here? Go to healthstate.com/tickets and get yours today. All right, time for today's top 10 list. As always, brought to you by Kalido Guitars. That's C-A-L-I-D-O, Kalido. It just rolls right off the tongue, man. Kalido Guitars. It's your guitar shop. They specialize in stringed instruments and do an incredible job. I have an Ibanez Steve Vai Signature Edition from Kalido Guitars. We've got other Boneyard listeners that have frequented that place and got a Joe Satt sale out of it, a Joe Satriani signature model. And it doesn't matter, like, even if you don't know who Steve Vai and Joe Satriani are, you know what guitar playing is. And maybe you've always wanted to try it. Maybe you've got that young rocker in your life that maybe they got a pawn shop guitar to start with. It's time to upgrade. And you don't have to break the bank to do it. Visit KalidoGuitars.com. I got a promo code for you. And it's not just like, a storefront type thing, right? It's not just like an internet thing. There's actually a real store. You can visit it in Lake Jackson, Texas. It's run by Bulldogs. How cool is that? Promo code is BSR. You know it well. You can use it in person, over the phone. You can use it online. And you may have some special, accommodations. You may have some questions, and it's good to call, right? But the promo code gets you a 10% discount. No sales tax, unless you live in the state of Texas. No shipping. And then they're going to make a 5% donation to the Bulldog Excellence Fund based on your purchase price. What more incentive do you need? Well, I'll tag you, name brand instruments, quality service, expertise, and they're going to walk you through it before, during, and after the sale. It's incredible, man. I've got a beautiful guitar from them. It is a beautiful instrument. It is the best instrument I have ever had in my life, and I'm so grateful for it. So proud to partner with Kalido Guitars, and they're going to be with us, man, for a while. Yeah, they just re-upped again. So it's been a mutually beneficial partnership, and I cannot recommend them enough. And I love getting the testimonials from some of you, like, Steve, you're right. These guys at Kalido Guitars do an incredible job. They do. It's not just like buying something online that a box shows up one day. If you got some specifications you need to meet, if you're a seasoned guitar player, they can do that for you because they're guitar players too. And if you got a guitar player in your family and you're thinking, you know what, maybe that's a great Christmas gift. You may get a kiss out of it. Now's the time to make a move. It is. And use all that promo code BSR. It entitles you to all this great savings. And, of course, making Mississippi State a more competitive athletic department one guitar at a time. So if you need electric, acoustic, classical instrumentation, you can find name brand instruments at a discounted price through our friends at KalidoGuitars.com. Okay, I'm so jacked to do this one. I stumbled upon this. That's the one thing that I love about the reels and social media, because I do a lot of music stuff, and when new stuff comes out, it shows up on my algorithm, right? It's like, hey, here we are. That's the benefit of it, because, if you ever watch, one video, it's like somebody says, hey, check this thing out. Next, like, your algorithm's like ruined for 24 hours. Like, if somebody sends you a Pee Wee Herman video and you watch it in its entirety, you're going to have a string of them. And I got nothing against Pee Wee. Nothing. But that's what happens. But because I look at so much rock stuff, I get a lot of rock stuff fed back to me. And I missed it, guys. I missed it. Late last month, the Bad Company tribute album came out. And it's not just like a tribute thing. Bad Company is part of the recording. It's Paul Rodgers, the whole group. And they collaborated with some artists of different genres and covered some great, great Bad Company classics. So here are my top 10, and there's only 10 songs on this album. again, released October 24th. It's Can't Get Enough, a tribute to Bad Company. You're going to love this. I mean, if you like Bad Company at all, you're going to love this. Because Bad Company's a part of it, but also, too, kind of collaborating with some incredible musicians. I love it. I do. Matter of fact, when we make the trip to Missouri next week, I'll probably listen to it, you know, in its entirety multiple times. I do. I really, really like it. So here we go. Number 10, it's the track Bad Company. Now, they collaborated with Charlie Crockett here. I think it's kind of an odd pairing, okay? And I think Charlie Crockett has some talent for what he does. But Bad Company, and maybe it's because like the Five Finger Death Punch version came out a few years ago and it kind of beefed it up a little bit. It's my least favorite of the album. Now, I love this track Bad Company. And I think the original version is nearly flawless. I think this one kind of misses the mark just a little bit. Number 9, and they collaborated with one of my favorite bands. It's a bit of a deeper cut for many of you. It's Burning Sky, and they collaborate with Blackstone Cherry. Love Blackstone Cherry. Saw him at Rick's, man. Seen him several times. Saw him over at the, where do we see him? We saw him at the Iron Horse Grill, I guess, over in Birmingham. We've seen Blackstone a few times. And I think you'll enjoy this one. I mean, this one, it's got a little bit of a Southern rock element to it, but man, it really rips. Number 8, this is, it's number 8 because everything else is so loaded. This is kind of a hidden gem on this album. They collaborate with Def Leppard on Seagull. And man, I tell you, the guitar intro on this is just simply beautiful. Beautiful. Number 7, now this one's a little more interesting, okay? So it's Run With The Pack, and you know that one, right? It's on 10 from 6. Everybody's got that album. Man, they teamed up with Blackberry Smoke. Paul Rogers helps out on the vocals. And then Bran Daler, if you don't know that name, he's from Mastodon. He's the drummer and part-time vocalist in Mastodon. This really works. It really works. And I think it's one you're going to have a lot of fun with. Number 6, speaking of fun, we saw these boys at Rocklahoma. Thanks, Mark. It's Dirty Honey. They're teaming up with Bad Company on Rocksteady, and I think it really, really comes off well. A lot of these collaborations, sometimes like the collaborating artist wants to put too much of themselves into it, and it kind of homogenizes the song in a negative way. Not this time. It's really, really good. All right, Mississippi State's own Hardy. Yeah, how about that? Hardy. What a great opportunity for Hardy, right? I mean, to have the opportunity to work on this Bad Company album, an old boy from Neshoba County, Mississippi, man, it's great. When I first saw that Hardy was involved in all this, and it's the lead track on the album, it's Ready for Love. And Hardy does a great job on this. I think you're really going to have some fun with this one. You know the song. You know, it's just kind of got a great vibe to it. And I think you're going to enjoy Hardy's contributions to it as well. Number 4, actually not a Bad Company song. It's a cover of Freeze, All Right Now. And, of course, Paul Rogers was the vocalist in both bands. I was surprised at how much I like this one. Now, I love The Pretty Reckless. Taylor Momsen, beautiful, incredible singer. She was also in The Scrooge. She was an actress first. The Pretty Reckless, if you like rock bands fronted by absolutely killer female vocalists, then The Pretty Reckless is for you. Dude, the guitar on this is so great, and the grit and Taylor Momsen's voice just fits perfectly. It's All Right Now with The Pretty Reckless. It's great. Number 3. My son Ian will appreciate this one. I like this one an awful lot. And I like the Struts a little bit. My son Ian loves the Struts. Loves them. Well, they work together on Rock and Roll Fantasy. It's a little bit different. It is. It's not. It's true to the original, but there's some new flair to it. I think you're gonna pick that out pretty quickly. But I think it's, again, a song you're going to have some fun with. Number 2. this could have been number one. And it was a real debate for me between two and one. It really was. But this is so great. It is the best version of this song since the original. And part of the contribution to that is you got Slash on guitar. Yeah. You got Slash on guitar, laying it down on that beautiful Les Paul. And you got Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators backing it up here. It's Bad Company, Feel Like Making Love. Dude, it is so good. I can't recommend this thing enough. As you can tell, I'm excited about it. But number one, and this is what kind of led me in, is because I follow Lizzie Hale and Hailstorm on socials. And Lizzie Hale was like, hey, our cover of, you know, our contribution to this with Bad Company is now available. And man, Lizzie kills it. She absolutely does. She kills it. And it's one of, I think most people would admit, it may be the best song ever from Bad Company. Maybe. It's a tough argument, right? But it's a cautionary tale about, you know, young death and rock. And Paul Rogers wrote that after, I remember him, you know, hearing an interview with him talking about there had been several deaths in rock. And this was what he did kind of as a cathartic enterprise. And it's Shooting Star featuring Hailstorm. And it is so good. I don't think anything can truly compare to the original. But I think Lizzie Hale's vocal on this is just absolutely tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. And I'm so glad to have stumbled upon this to share it with you. Because I know most of us, like if you're an American rock fan, even though Bad Company kind of got their start across the pond, they're a very Americanized band. Like it is part of the soundtrack of our youth. If you love classic rock, you love Bad Company, and how could you not, right? And so what I love about this is it's kind of reintroducing Bad Company, an incredible band, to a new segment of fans, right? There's a lot of people out there that may know some of these bands, and I suspect if you know Slash, you know Bad Company. But there's a lot of young people that may be fans of the Struts, that maybe don't know Bad Company. You know, maybe there's some people out there that are, you know, fans of the Pretty Reckless in this new generation that aren't quite as familiar as Bad Company. And so to kind of introduce the magic of a great classic rock band to a new generation of fans, I think is a wonderful thing. And the production value on this is elite, as it should be. That Bad Company deserves that. So enjoy that. Maybe when you're out doing some yard work this weekend, or maybe you're traveling to Starkville and you get done listening to the Boneyard, maybe just put it on and just let it bathe you, man. You know, and that's the thing. You know, sometimes you just need music that hits you in the right spot, and I think this album will. Again, that's Can't Get Enough, a tribute to Bad Company. If you have ideas for the top 10 list, reach out, let us know. Best way to do that is to hit up Roy Samanti, my friend, at Dogmatic67, DAWGMATIC67. You can find our great list on Spotify under that same handle. And I'm on all forms of social media at Scout Steve R. All right, next segment of the show brought to you by Campus Bookmart, man, a Starkvillian institution. We love Campus Bookmart. And why? They have the things we want. Yeah, it's true. Next time you're in town, stop by and see their smiling faces, whether you're looking for apparel, gift ideas. Christmas is coming up. Yeah, I don't want to make it crazy, Mom. It's November 5th. Don't wait to Black Friday. You can go ahead and take advantage of some great savings now. Visit Campus Bookmart online at campusbookmart.net. And by being a loyal Boneyard listener, we'll give you a phrase that pays. That is BSR, which stands for Beautiful Steve Robertson. That gets you free shipping on all orders over $75. Any order less than 75 bones, absolutely incomplete. Let me also push those diploma frames. Again, it's a very timeless and thoughtful gift that your Mississippi State graduate will treasure forever. It's just not something they're going to replace, right? You're going to buy them that great diploma frame. They're going to proudly display that they're a Mississippi State alum in their office or home. And they're going to think of you as the person that gave them that. So let me recommend that to you. Great selection of diploma frames there as well. But everybody in the family wants more Bulldog gear. You can't go wrong with Mississippi State stuff. I remember being a kid, man. I was so jacked. Like, you see all those gifts under the tree, and you open up one, and there's like a new Mississippi State hoodie or sweatshirt. There's something that you can rep the brand with. And I encourage you to make everybody's Christmas a little more maroon this year with Campus Bookmark. All right, we got a potpourri segment here. We're going to run through a lot of things. How about the Soccer Dogs? We haven't been able to cover them as much this year. The Soccer Dogs advance in the SEC tournament. Yeah, a couple of big wins already for the ladies. Yeah. And still more soccer to go as you guys are kind of keeping up with how things are kind of shaking out here. We'll look at the bracket now, kind of get you up to date. It began Alabama, bit of an upset over South Carolina. And then Alabama advances and loses 2-1 to Vanderbilt. It's true. It's true. Back on match two, Kentucky, a 1-0 winner over Florida. And then your Bulldogs in match three, 1-0 win over Oklahoma in an 8-9 seed game. And then LSU takes down Auburn 3-2. And James will get Auburn going. But LSU having a good year. LSU advances. They beat Tennessee 2-1 in a 5-versus-4 game. Georgia and Kentucky have now both been eliminated. Georgia has advanced. They got it's wrong on the bracket. Your Bulldogs last night take down top-seeded Arkansas 2-1. Earlier this year, the Arkansas social media accounts had some fun at our expense. I don't know that we responded in kind, but we'll take the dub. They can keep the graphic. A lot of graphic nerds out there these days. It appears to me a lot of people are doing that brand of comedy these days. So the Final Four in Pensacola, which is a great place to have the SEC soccer tournament. Mississippi State will play LSU at 3:30 Central today. And Vanderbilt and Georgia will play the nightcap. And of course, the winners advance on to championship. You know, that's going to be played Thursday. The semifinals will be Thursday. So be mindful of that. Guys, Zimmy doing a good job for sure. A lot of people expected us to take a step back. Mississippi State's certainly going to be in the NCAA tournament again. And to finish eighth in the league this year, probably about as much as we could expect, but we're getting hot at the right time. And again, anytime that you get a win over Arkansas, that's a good thing. And I'm reminded of my friend and colleague Danny West made kind of a foolhardy comment that, you know, Arkansas should never lose to the Mississippi schools and anything. They're 0-2 against us in football. Kind of had their way with us in baseball a little bit. We look forward to making a trip up there. But, yeah, knocked off the Soccer Hogs, and they'll make the tournament too. But it's good to be playing well this time of year. And I love the fact that we have so many people to keep up with it. Mississippi State ladies got their season off to the right start. A bit of a tussle with Davidson. I know it's like everybody starts sweating. Is Davidson supposed to be any good? It's first game jitters, guys. I mean, they're going to be fine. And I'm not exactly sure what to expect from the women this year. It's a new-look team. It kind of always is. Got some really good high school players. But, you know, Bulldogs win 66-57. And it was quite a game for a half. I mean, even my own staff is like, man, we look rough. State 15-14 after one, and then it's a tie game at the break. And then in the second half, Bulldogs kind of begin to pull away, 16-13 in the third period. And then when it mattered most, the Bulldogs kind of close it out there. The 19-13, six-point differential there in the fourth quarter to win this game by nine. Destiny McFall with 20 points to lead your Bulldogs. And then favor Nwodozie, I'll get it right as the season goes along. 10 points for her. Off the bench, Jayla Lampley with 11. A pretty balanced scoring effort from your Bulldogs. Rebounding was a big one in this one as the rebound differential went the way of the Bulldogs by 15. So plus 15 is the rebound. But, yeah, Sam Purcell gets the win. You know, wasn't pretty, but they get the win. Ladies back in action Friday morning, 11 a.m. in Humphrey Coliseum against Georgia State. It's Education Day. We'll have a lot of school-aged children from around the area that'll be attending that one. And so if you're in the area, come out and support Education Day and your Bulldogs as they will take on Georgia State. All right, Mississippi State men's basketball set to get underway. You know, a lot of people, I get the sense among our fan base that a lot of you are like me. You maybe are a little more optimistic than perhaps some other people are about this basketball team. I do think we're an NCAA tournament team, too. And listen, we really need to win a game or two in the tournament. Is this a Final Four team? I don't think anybody's ready to project that. Are they a Sweet 16 team? I don't know about that either. I'd love for that to be the case, and that's going to depend on the matchups. But the first step towards an NCAA tournament run comes tonight at 8 p.m. against North Alabama. There's really no point in previewing the game. State should win this game somewhat handily, but if you're in town tonight, come by and enjoy the ball game. We'll go by the coaches' show first and then kind of go from there. And many of you will watch on TV. That'll be on the SEC Network. You can stream through the Mississippi State, HealthState.com, and kind of get a few things there, or you can watch the game on the ESPN app. But if you want to keep up with live stats or whatever, and you can go right there to Health State and just click Watch. It'll kind of guide you the rest of the way. Many of you already have this process down pat, pretty well. But a lot of good things are happening for sure. And, we expect a big win tonight. Now, Friday night, we're going to have the Diamond Dog Classic. As several players return. I'm told there's going to be about 150, 175 Diamond Dog alums that are going to be in town. Many are participating in the game. Not all of them are. There's a lot of others who are just going to come and just kind of, shake hands and just kind of celebrate Mississippi State baseball. And I think that's an important aspect of this, another NIL opportunity for Mississippi State. And I talked to some other folks, too. They were like, hey, it's just interesting, too, that there's just so much going on with Bulldog baseball. Yeah, you did the bananas thing. That was a big NIL climbing opportunity for us. Great night. And then, of course, now we've got the Bulldog Classic, Diamond Dog Classic. Another good opportunity, for us to kind of put this thing together. And anytime that we can grab some third-party dollars and put it in the NIL coffers, it's a good thing. And it's interesting. I saw an interview earlier with Tony Vitello just kind of talking about, the landscape of NIL and with rev share and things like that. Of course, Tony now the coach of the Giants. Events like these allow Mississippi State to put some distance between ourselves and some of our recruiting competition. Now, granted, we sell a ton of tickets. We do. All that goes into the same revenue sharing bucket. But opportunities like this don't come along. And I think it speaks well for Zach Selman and the administration to say, hey, we went out and made a huge commitment to baseball. We got to help pay for it. So rather than just ask for money, and we've done that too, but we're going to give you some events that we think are going to be very important, things that you'll enjoy that'll also raise funds. That's one of the reasons that we did Rock Vegas years ago now, it seems. We did Rock Vegas because everybody was out there asking to donate. And I thought, hey, rather than just have some people donate, what if we put together a rock show? And now you're beginning to learn that we're going to start using the Humphrey Coliseum again for concerts. Now, I've seen some cool bands over the years at Humphrey Coliseum. We hadn't done it. And to be honest with you, I think it's a dereliction of duty in many respects. But to be able to bring concerts back to the Mississippi State campus, and I mean real concerts, okay, real concerts to the Humphrey Coliseum is a great use of a facility that has kind of been underutilized. So I like what Zach Selman is doing in that respect. Again, you can go out and you can, go to dinner with big-time donors, and there's a lot of people out there with discretionary income, and you can say, hey, we need this. And there are a lot of people that have been incredibly generous to Mississippi State. But if you want to get the rank-and-file fans involved here, you got to have some events and not just ask them for money. Many of you have done a great job just being monthly contributors through all this stuff. But I like what we're doing. I'm eager to see what the concert schedule looks like. Years ago, I recommended this during the Dan Mullen era. I said, you know what we need to do? This is back, of course, when we had official visits in January. This is what we should do. Every official visit weekend, you have a concert. Every weekend. You want to get recruits to come visit Mississippi State and have a timeless experience? You want people to choose Mississippi State as a visiting location over another school? You got to get them on campus. But let's give them some incentives. And so back in those days, we had basically 3 weekends in January. And I was like, hey, 1 weekend do a rock show, 1 weekend do maybe a rap and R&B show, and then 1 weekend do a country show. And in those weekends, you can kind of pick and choose which of the kids kind of fit that weekend. You know, like Wes Ray, you're going to bring Wes up, you know, maybe when you got Hank Jr. on stage. You know what I'm saying? That's an example. But, you know, this is something that we've discussed for a long time, and I'm glad to see it come to fruition. Now, it's going to be kind of spaced out throughout the year. And one of the things that I think is great is we can have some summer concerts and kind of bring some additional revenue to the greater Starkville area. It makes a lot of sense for us to do that. So Zach Selman doing some big things that maybe he's not always getting credit for, and I think it's a great thing for us to just kind of have an opportunity to get on the show and illustrate the fact that we're doing innovative things and not just begging for money. We got to do our fair share of begging too, but when you can give people something in exchange for that, then that's a great thing. That's a win for everybody. Mississippi State wins, Starkville wins, you win, because you want to contribute, right? I mean, you do, but you need a little incentive at times, and I think this is an important aspect of things. There's just so much more that we can do, but I'm glad to see that we are out there, really in some respects. You say it's cutting edge, but it's kind of been low-hanging fruit, and we just hadn't done a good job with it. And Zach Selman, of course, has now aligned Mississippi State with one of the premier booking agencies in the country to ensure that we get access. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of country. I'm sure there will be. But, guys, we saw Whitesnake. We saw Whitesnake at the Hump. Been some classic artists that have spent time at Humphrey Coliseum. And there's a lot of things that we can do to generate more revenue. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about, like the poor old states, and we got a lot of them. And we got a lot of them in this younger generation, too. You know, they're poor old states and just not very old. But I believe Mississippi State is capable of amazing things. I don't think we have to look back. I don't think we have to be, and I'll kind of liken it to this. There was a discussion I had with John Cohen some time ago. And listen, I'm always careful how I say certain things because I don't want to step on well-intended toes, okay? But at one time, we decided to dress up the entrance to the SEAL Center. It was SEAL Complex. And so we have our trophies out there. And rather than have, like, great trophy cases or something, we had these press board curio cabinets. And God bless whoever gave them to us, okay? But it wasn't exactly what we needed. It did not have the pop that we needed. And for days and days and days, I'd walk in there and I would see that our staff wasn't cleaning those curio cabinets. I mean, the quality of the cabinets weren't great, but they're ours. We got to take care of them. And I would walk by there and walk by there. And I said, man, somebody can't pass a rag on this. I wanted to just get the Windex and do it myself. It's like, this is the first impression, the first chance. We got a kid coming in to our football complex, and we got these dusty curio cabinets just sitting out front. It's not good, man. It's not good. And I started mentioning to John Cohen, so we got it fixed, and eventually we just took those cabinets out of there. You know, because it didn't give the pop that we wanted. And again, to the person that gave them to us, God bless you, okay? I know your heart was in the right place, and we probably should have done a better job kind of communicating what we needed. But sometimes in the past, in my lifetime, it's like we don't have the right level of expectations. Like if somebody's willing to give it to us, we're like, hey, this is great. Okay, cool. And then we find a way to make it work because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's not sufficient. It's not indicative of what we want as a university or an athletics department. And so I think when somebody's willing to give you something, you work with them and say, hey, let's do this. And that way everybody can get what they want. They clearly have a heart for Mississippi State because they're trying to give us something, but let's work with them to make sure that our needs are met. Nobody's feelings are going to be hurt if you tell them the truth. And who's to say we won't survive that anyway? It's like, hey, we appreciate your generosity. Here's how we'd like to do that. Communication's key, man. It is. All right, final segment of the show brought to you by the Stark Vegas Clubhouse, the best place to stay in the Golden Triangle. We've stayed there. You should stay there, too. It can be a very memorable trip to Great Stark Vegas for you and your family or your friend group. Google the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. When you do, their Facebook page will auto-populate. You can peruse the pictures of all the amenities available to you and your guest. You get the full-service kitchen, the wet bar, the back porch area, the fire pit area, six bedrooms, two, soon to be three baths, plenty of parking, just 5 minutes away from the Mississippi State campus. What else do you need, right? And a chance to have everybody under one roof. And, you know, I can tell you this. Mom wants to make those cinnamon rolls for breakfast for everybody. She does. She does. Don't deny her that opportunity. Make that opportunity available to her. It's just so great to have the family. Because you, if you're like me, you know, now it's just me and Dana here at the Ponderosa. But, you know, we've kind of outgrown this house as an extended family. You know, we got grandkids now. And you got kids that have significant others. And it's not as simple as just bringing everybody back and letting them be in their old rooms. There's just not enough room for everybody. And maybe your family's in the same situation. So, hey, go stay at the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. It's a fantastic place. And you get a chance to make those memories and not have to worry where everybody's going to sleep. Right? Now, when you Google Stark Vegas Clubhouse, there's going to be some booking options that appear as well. You can go VRBO. You can go Airbnb. It's up to you. Maybe you got a credit. If you don't have one, I can give you one. How about a promo code? If you book through the Evolve website and use promo code BSR10, BSR10, get you 10% off your stay. Just by listening to this show, you're saving a few bucks at the premium place to stay in the Golden Triangle. It's the old renovated country club out past the Highlands. You'll be so glad you stayed there. We did. All right. I guess I need to talk about this because I want to clear up a few things and share some thoughts about this. As you may be or maybe not aware, let me just back up. We had an incident out here at the house. And so I guess I laid down to go to bed about 11:30. We had the TV on and probably turned over and turned the lamp off sometime before midnight. And about 1:40 in the morning, Maverick, our German Shepherd, you've heard him as a guest host on the show from time to time over the years. I've done better editing that stuff out. Maverick is arguably the smartest dog that I have ever owned in my life. He hears me talking about him. And he's so respectful, too, when I'm recording the show. Like, he'll just go somewhere and be quiet. And then as soon as I, like, pause the show or take a break, then he'll, like, come find me. Yeah, he's very respectful. But anyway, so I'm just laying in bed sawing logs, and I heard Dana having an interaction with Maverick. And she's like, Maverick, my gosh. And what he had done, and sometimes he jumps up in the bed with us and watches a little TV. But what he does, once we turn the lamps off and kind of settle in for bed, you know, he heads downstairs like he's on night watch or something. It's interesting how he's done that. But he comes upstairs, and he is like pawing at her to get her to wake up. Now, it hadn't been too terribly long since he had his last bathroom break, right? And so she's thinking, okay, maybe he's sick to his stomach or something. So she gets up to bring him out, and she comes outside. And she said as soon as she got downstairs, she could see this red and orange glow through the windows. And our son's SUV that he didn't drive anymore, that doesn't run anymore, was on fire. And it's very unsettling. So, of course, she runs back upstairs, and she says, Ian's car is on fire. Now, Ian has another car. So my immediate reaction is that Ian has been in an accident somewhere, but something's not right, and that his current vehicle is on fire. And I'll go into dad mode. Like, immediately I'm thinking, I got to get my shoes on. I got to find out where he is. I got to go fix it. I got to go take care of my kid, right? And then immediately she says, no, it's here. And so I'm a little confused. And then I finally figure out she's talking about the SUV that's probably sat there for about 6 months. It doesn't even have insurance on it, right? Because as soon as, let me back up just a little bit here. I keep an extra vehicle. I think I explained some of that. I keep an extra vehicle I just kind of trade them out with the kids. And, as one maybe has some problems or whatever, this one had a few problems and it was going to cost me a few grand to just kind of get everything fixed. And I was just kind of putting that off because I didn't need the vehicle and he didn't need the vehicle. But he was driving that CRV and Mia had gotten another vehicle. And so I still had her Accord here. And so once we started having problems with the CRV, I just got the Accord fixed. I just traded it out because it was a little less expensive to get whatever was wrong with the Accord fixed. And William Wells took care of it. It's been great ever since. So that vehicle's just been sitting there. And I kind of like having an extra vehicle living out here in the sticks, right? Because sometimes having an extra vehicle sitting out here is almost like a security system, right? I mean, people look at that and say, well, somebody's home. I probably should have kept it a little bit cleaner, you know, get the pine straw off of it every now and again, but I didn't. But you walk outside and this vehicle's on fire, and it was burning bright, shall we say. It was very involved. The whole vehicle at that point was a complete loss. So I called 911. I learned something about 911. I don't use 911 very often. I can't remember the last time I had to use 911. But the young lady who was the 911 operator was very professional. At no point did I ever feel like that I was getting bad service. I was very impressed. But she sends me a link, like they text me a link. And then you click the link and then you allow them to access your camera and you can show the 911 operator what's happening. And so she can then kind of communicate that to the first responders. It's ingenious technology. And also I thought about this too. It could also be an evidence gathering, endeavor. And so I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I realize that the fire is kind of spreading more towards the propane tank. And I wasn't quite sure what to do. I was like, do I just hand Dana the phone and go do this? And I just like, hey, babe, the fire's going there. Can you get, and then she immediately goes and grabs, the garden hose and kind of dampens all that out there. And it gets got to be about 2 feet away from the propane tank. If it hits that propane tank, I don't know what happens. And I think it's safe to say we don't have a leak. But I go back to all this and I think, if my dog had not woken up Dana, we would have just kind of slept right through that and there could have been a real tragedy. So I'm very grateful to Maverick, who hears me call his name and looks at me, but very grateful to him for being as smart as he is and taking the efforts. And like everybody's like, oh, this dog is a hero. And I think that's probably fair. Because if the fire ignited that propane, I don't know what would have happened. I don't know. Maybe you know, but I don't know. I don't know what could have happened to me and Dana in our home. I don't know. So the Oktibbeha County Sheriff's Department shows up. We live out here in the sticks. I did not get the young lady's name. The first to arrive, extremely professional. She parks kind of away and walks her way up, and I don't know this for sure, but it appeared to me she had her weapon drawn and a flashlight. And that's smart, right? I mean, you don't know what you're getting into. We didn't know what was going on. Another deputy arrives, the volunteer fire department shows up, and they get it out. And so I'm sitting there talking with the deputies, and one of the deputies told me, he goes, we had another call very similar to this earlier this evening, not too far from here. And he said it was, there's another vehicle in a detached garage, and we get there, and the garage is on fire, and the vehicle's up in flames, but it's not attached to the house. And he goes, I don't believe in coincidences. I'm just saying these may be related. They may be. They may not be. And I think he said that, too, because he said, I think he was trying to suggest that maybe we weren't targeted, if that makes sense. Today, something else happened. And then yesterday, I find out there's another car fire in Starkville. And so I don't know what's going on with any of that. I don't know if we have a serial arsonist or if it is all just a coincidence. And I'm not a big fan of that, of believing in coincidences. But one of the firefighters was speaking to another one after they got the vehicle put out. And it wasn't speaking to me, but I heard him. And he says, it looks like an accelerant was used. And that's very unsettling to hear. Now, of course, he's just speculating, right? I don't know if he's a fire investigator or just a guy that part of the volunteer fire department, right? Maybe. I don't know. But that's what he said. And after going out in the light of day and looking at the vehicle, I can kind of see where you might think that. I mean, again, I'm no fire expert, right? But nevertheless, we are safe. We are unshaken. We are settled. I would suspect that my extended family is more upset about this than I am. And that's not to say that I wasn't angry. I was very angry. But when you take some time to kind of consider not just the possibilities, but also what is, right? What is, right? And so I got a vehicle out of here with no insurance on it that doesn't run, that I really wasn't ready to put the money in. And so my loss in that respect is minimal. But the loss that you feel is just the intrusion of it, right? That somebody came on my property, whether they knew it was my property or not, I don't know, right? It could just be completely random. We live out here in the sticks. And I guess if there was some firebug out there that wanted to enjoy that, they have the cover of the wilderness, you know. But we're okay. We're okay. Dogs are okay. House is okay. But the support from you all has been tremendous. And I want that to really kind of be the headline of all of this. I've heard from people, and I joke with people all the time, and this may sound a little bit haughty, and I don't mean for it to. There are a lot of people that can raise a stink, but I could raise an army. I got people hitting me up from four different states that have been my friends, you know, people that at times have been my co-conspirators at younger age. It's like, dude, you don't ride alone. Just let us know what we need to do. And what they need to do is nothing, because we're going to let law enforcement handle this. I don't believe that vehicles just spontaneously combust. There was no lightning in the area. I mean, I'm not naive, but I don't believe this is like a targeted attack. Okay, and maybe I'm being naive, but I don't believe that, especially with these other things happening of similar nature. And I've had some people say, hey, well, Hugh Freeze got fired. Stop. Okay, just stop. 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 It's got nothing to do with it. I had people hitting me up. I bet some Ole Miss fan did it. Stop. Stop. There's no need for any of that. I don't believe that. Okay, and so you shouldn't believe that. I don't think it has anything to do with college football or athletics or Hugh Freeze or anything. I think it's really unfair, honestly, even though maybe you're trying to help, to kind of cast aspersions at other people and other groups. I just don't believe that. In my heart, and of course I've prayed about this, I really believe this was a random thing. And maybe I'm being naive, but I don't believe it has anything to do with Hugh Freeze getting fired at Auburn. I don't think Hugh Freeze ever really thinks about me, right? And, you know, why would I have anything to do with him getting fired at Auburn? It's all about his own offense, you know. So, no, I don't think there's anything to do with any of that. And I don't want to be a party to any of that. I don't want anybody advocating on my behalf of what they think is the right thing to do to cast aspersions. We're just going to let law enforcement do their thing. And they may never catch anybody. They may not. It may just be something we have to live with. But I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not. I'm not going to be a person that every time I leave to go on a road trip, I'm going to worry about my property. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to live that way. I'm not. God has got me. And that's one of the things that life has shown me, right? And so when it happens, at first you're just really concerned. And then as the fire begins to be extinguished, you get angry. You do. You get in the flesh, as my grandfather used to say. Former Congregational Methodist minister, you know, he said, always be careful not to get in the flesh, right? Live in the spirit, don't get in the flesh. But I can tell you, when I'm sitting out there talking to those deputies, I'm very much in the flesh. And I'm thinking about, if I ever find out who did this, and then as I begin to think about the rest of that, I'm not going to jackpot myself. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let law enforcement handle this. I got all these people that hit me up and because they know, right? They know the pre-Boneyard, the pre-Jeans page, Steve. They know that I'm a person that is very vindictive. I'm a person that likes to seek revenge, but I have changed a lot since those days. I have matured. I have three grandchildren in Arkansas that I want to see grow up in person And I want to see them have great things. And there are people that I'm going to love with all my heart that haven't even been born yet. And so that matters more to me than something like this. And even if it was something with malicious intent of a personal nature, I'm not going to respond in kind. Now, I will tell you this. If you come on my property with ill intent and I see you, it's going to be a different deal, right? It's going to be a much different deal if I feel there is an imminent threat to me or my family on my property. And I think all of you would probably feel the same. And I think the difference between me and a lot of people is that I would not be scared to act. I will put you down for king and for country. But my hope is to avoid all of that, right? Every bit of it. I just want to live my life, continue to cover Mississippi State, and do a great job for you guys as best I can. And like this morning, and God love her, man, my mom is just worried to death and messaged me this morning that anything happened to your house last night. And that's the thing, too. Like, that's the collateral damage that happens with stuff like that. No matter how you're doing, you're forced to kind of talk about it all the time. And that's one of the reasons I decided to address this on the show. Number one, I want to make you aware. But number two, I want to make you know that we're good. Okay? We're great. We're good. I mean, I slept like a baby last night. I was mentally exhausted. I couldn't wait to get in bed. Because as you can imagine, after this happens, your adrenaline is just surging. It's not a restful sleep. And then I had to get up at like 7 a.m. and do radio. So I was exhausted all day yesterday. And then you're kind of forced to talk about it. Because people care and they love you and you feel a sense of obligation. And so I spent the balance of the day yesterday. I got to work a little bit and not enough, but I worked and I was like, you know, I just need to get on to this. But yeah, so then you're constantly having to relive it and repeat all this stuff. And, you know, people call. And finally, I just got to the point. I'm not taking more phone calls. You know, I'm happy to text because I can copy and paste if I need to. But I've had a lot of people that have reached out that are a lot more concerned about this than I am. And I can just tell you, I don't have all the facts. I'd have very little, you know. But I just think it's important for us to have some interaction about this stuff. And I have also had some people send me some screenshots that people are celebrating this. And I just want to tell you, you can live your life how you want to, right? I'm not going to respond to any of that stuff. And if you somehow think that me and my wife deserve that over a college football thing, then you're a lesser person than you should be, you know. So, but yeah, it's interesting too. Like, and I've all these other people. It's like, oh, you always find out who has your back at times like these, and that's true to a certain respect. But there's a lot of other people that have my back that I didn't hear from yesterday, and I know some of them are just like, dude, I wanted to give it a day or two, because I'm that way sometimes too. But protect your family. At all costs, right? But I'm very, very grateful that I live here. And I'm grateful to have all of you as supporters. And I cannot say enough about how quickly the Oktibbeha County Sheriff's Department and the Fire Department responded. And again, this dog of mine's got to get some extra treats. And some people called me yesterday and said, dude, they had to write a story about this. You know, Maverick deserves to be commended as a hero because you may have saved your life, and that may be true. I don't know, but I'm grateful that he's my dog, and I'm grateful that he's here, and I'm grateful that my wife has a sense of security knowing that he is here. And I love dogs. As you guys know, I've got four now. We did have a family of five, but we have four now. And I have another one that you have heard click-clacking on the floor over the years with her long nails. No matter how much you trim them, they always grow back. She's very girly. But, she's in the later stages of life. And I've had to kind of deal with that as of late, if we talked about it. She's doing better now. But, she's 11, you know, and dogs don't live long enough, as we all know. But, I'm a dog person. I am, and I always have been. And a part of that, too, is just because of the relationship you have with them, but also, too, it's just like, and I told this to Daniel yesterday. I said, this is why I like having a big dog. This is why. Because Mojo, as much as I love her, my blue heeler, she was of no help. Zero help. I don't even think she'd get out of her dog bed, even when the fire was raging, right? And Marley's advanced in age, and Sheba, our outside dog, is just, She's just kind of a goofball, but she couldn't get to us. But Maverick knew something wasn't right, and he's like, hey, let me go tell my humans something isn't right out here. Let's get it fixed. And then we did, and poor Sheba is not very social. And she was terrified and lives outside all the time. And when Dana goes out to see about everything, she runs in the house. And then I was panicking when I couldn't find her outside, and I was afraid that something had happened to her in the middle of this incident. But we find out that she's upstairs with her mom and Marley laying in the dog bed. And I wasn't going to make her get out because I thought it's been traumatic enough. But the evening went on. She wanted to go back out, and I was glad she was. You know. But I guess they worked in tandem. She alerted, and Maverick went to investigate, and now here we are. But I do not want anybody anywhere doing anything negative, period. Even if you hear anything, you know, maybe send it to me and I can forward it to law enforcement or whatever. But I don't want anybody doing anything. I don't know that anybody really would, but I got some people back home that that certainly would. And I don't mean keyboard cowboys either, right? That's not what I mean. I'm from South Mississippi. South Mississippi, true South Mississippi. And back home, we don't call the law. We just kind of handle things ourselves. But, you know, when there's a fire raging in your yard, you got to call 911, you know. But, you know, I really don't want to advocate for anything like that. But again, I just want you guys to hear it directly from me because I've had some people send me all kind of crazy stuff that other people have said in text groups and social media groups. It's, again, just something we're going to put behind us. And I got to wait a couple days and then have this burned car carted off. And that's one thing you can do to help me. I'm not exactly sure how to do that, right? Maybe we call a scrap metal place. If you've had to deal with this before, just hit me up. Let me know. DMs are always open. But we're just going to move on with life. And we're going to let law enforcement handle it. And whatever happens, happens. As I wrote last night on Facebook, too, you know, I was a young knucklehead, too. I was. I did a lot of stupid stuff. I did. But I had an opportunity to turn my life around. And in the event they find the person or persons responsible for this, I'm going to expect them to be held accountable. But I'm also going to forgive them. Because I used to be in that situation. And look at what I've done with my life, right? So I don't think it has to be a life sentence. But in the event that it ever goes to court, I'll stand there before God and before the judge, and I'll forgive this person. Because hate is just too big a burden to carry. It is. And so you're hearing me in sober and well-intended voice telling you, this is not something that's going to change who I am. It's just not. That's not who I am. That's not what I'm about. There was a time that's exactly who I was and exactly what I'm about. But maturity and long-term sobriety, I think, changes you as a person in a very positive direction. And hopefully this is the last time we talk about this. All right, if you hadn't done so, go to dutynoblebook.com. You can get signed copies of all of my sports titles, plus When the Bottom Falls. That's Flim Flam, Stark Villains, Alpha Dogs, Dog Pile, When the Bottom Falls, and of course The Dude. Signed copies for Christmas. Sounds like a great idea. Come float with us at True West Float Spa of Starkville. You can dial 662-268-7601. And if you really want to help me, go help her, right? Help Dana. You can call and speak directly to her. Business is going well. We could always use a little bit more. And if you're coming to town this weekend, you need to go ahead and book. Again, that's 662-268-7601. If you don't feel like you want to talk on the phone and you don't have any questions, you can just book online. You can download the True Rest app, or you can go to truerest.com and schedule from there. And come join us over at jeanspage.com. All right, jeanspage.com, the source for all Mississippi State athletics coverage. Good luck to everybody tonight at the Hump, and we'll look forward to being back on Friday as we preview the weekend. But until next time, let's all live our lives in a way we make more friends and enemies, and people can see a difference in the way we live.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.